Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, the Lord is mightily moving. He's helping his people. There are so many needs in our society, not just in the world, but also in the church, God's people. We all need him, and we are challenged in every way imaginable. If you can imagine it, we're challenged that way. Now, I like something that Lester Sumrall said years ago, and I was in the room when he said it at Word of Life. He had come to town, and I heard so much about him on the radio, and a man would always refer to his books on the radio, and I would listen. And then when I found out he was going to be at Word of Life, I made sure I was there. Now, he said something I'll never forget. He said, when things get complicated, you've left off following God, because everything that God do is easy. Everything he do is easy to deal with. But when it gets complicated, you've left off. You've gotten off track somewhere. You stopped following Jesus somewhere. And I found that to be very true. Not just true, but very true. Now, every time the Lord guided me, as I drew near to the Lord and he drew near to me, whatever he would give me, it would seem odd. But as I obeyed it, it worked. Because he brought me back to to the standard of life. And I've been going to church all my life. My dad was a Methodist pastor. And as I followed God, the Lord had me go to different churches throughout my life at different times. And I've been to denominational churches, Pentecostal churches, and faith churches, which people call charismatic churches, which is Pentecostal too. But I've been in situations, and it helped me to see things from, you know, he wanted me to see what he sees. And that was important for the ministry he gave me. And all ministry is a grace. The office that God gives you is a grace. The anointing is a grace to us. These are things you can't earn. You can't merit. But he gives you these things to serve with. And that's the purpose. Serving man. That's always the purpose. But we have an enemy, and the enemy sowed tares among the wheat. Now, in Thessalonians, I think it was Thessalonians, Paul said that the way of truth would be evil spoken of. And this is a problem all by itself. And it's important now to take a close look at the Word of God and do the Word of God. And let nobody, don't go to and fro with the world, be blown away with every wind of doctrine. But it's important now to hear what God is saying and do it. The way of truth would be evil spoken of. That may be in Timothy. And that's a problem. And sometimes the way of truth is evil spoken of by Christians. There are different factions, but there's only one church. There's only one church, but there's different factions that make it up. And the work of false prophets and tares, they make it hard. False doctrines were started a long time ago. And people learn these things. And it hinders everything. And it causes people to lose out on what God, and miss the point. It causes things to get complicated. The easy teachings of Jesus, he said, learn of me, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it is. It's very light. But people complicate it through traditions, wrong teachings, pride. Pride is the catalyst. This is how things stay out off track. People get in pride. And because people get in pride, they don't learn. Pride causes you to desire the glory of God. Pride causes you to want to be preeminent above others. Pride causes people to want to be first and not last. When Jesus said, the greatest of you will be the greatest servant. Now, he made that clear. And it's very important to hear him out. To see, when you live in the presence of God, and that's where I'm going to end up in this teaching that God has given. The teaching, God is the teacher. I'm the vessel. Okay? He put this on my heart. I didn't put it on my heart by myself. So when the Lord gave me something like this to do, you do it with all your might, with all that's within you. You yield yourself to the Lord, and then he can mightily move in your life. But when people take the low road, you know, Timothy 4 says, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies, hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This has happened. And you know, we have a lot of obstacles to overcome, and there's a lot of problems. But that's not the problem. The problem is when people don't look to the Lord to solve the problem, because all problems are solvable easily. Because if you go back to what Jesus said in the beginning, he showed us the road. He showed us the narrow road. The Beatitudes is the narrow road. The First Peter is the narrow road. First John is the narrow road. If you do the things that Jesus said as a way of life, you will master life. You won't just barely survive it. You will master it. And mastering life is easy, and it's possible to those that seek the Lord. Because of all the traditions, the dead traditions, lies, people have believed, it has caused a lot of problems. And the way of truth is evil spoken of. And even this, it's not just limited to the world speaking the evil things against the church. It's the people within the church that speaks evil against the church. The factions, varied denominations. And these problems are easily solved, but you have to have understanding. Now, when the Lord is talking, if we listen to him and embrace it and live it as a way of life, the light itself will undo the darkness very easily. Very easily. The darkness is very easily expelled. But people brace themselves against light when they have the understanding that they've been accustomed to. People love to stick with what they know, what they've mastered in life, or what they believe they know, or what they believe is truth. Now, if you look at people, Jesus, if you look at how Jesus dealt with people, He always made peace the right way. He spoke the word of God as a standard, as light. He didn't try to fit their belief system. He was quite frank with people to their betterment. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He's walking down the street. A woman's crying because her only son had died, and she was a widow woman. There was going to be no more children for her. Jesus took time and
and laid his hand on the bier and brought our son back to life in front of everybody. Now, who got upset about it? The proud people got upset. Everybody that had pride in their heart, they hated it. They were angry. But everybody who felt compassion and everybody who felt who loved the love of God, they rejoiced. Now, my pastor said that when you preach the gospel, you're going to start a revival or a riot. And that's true. But see, the riot, the Lord wants us to be hot or cold anyway. So it's not about the riot. You know, some people want to, they want to coast through this life and they don't want to ruffle feathers. Well, if you don't say something when something needs to be said, then good people are going to, they got to go on without the good knowledge that you have. And that doesn't have to happen. We need to know God's word. We need to do God's word. Now, the Lord will bring us back to balance if we want to go. But when you want to go and when you want to learn, you're going to learn things from the Lord. And as you yield to him, it's going to be light. It's going to be evident that it's true. And people that are wise will hear you. People that really want to do right will hear you. But guess what? People are taught to stay in the confines of the knowledge that they have through the religious order. What is the religious order? A long time ago, the Catholic Church was the dominant church in the world. Till Martin Luther saw the evil that was going on, and he wrote the 95 Theses and nailed it and brought, and that was light. He was quite frank with people. And he showed them the simplicity of believing God by faith. And a lot of people agreed with him, and then they eventually protested. But there were still indoctrinated expectations within the people. Now, over the years, the seminaries have taught people that, well, healing went out with the apostles. The move of the Holy Spirit went out with the apostles. And none of that is true. And the Lord is still calling people to the office of an apostle. When the first apostles died out, things did change. And it looked, their statements looked to be true. So people lost the expectation that they would have had. But God, in the midst of every storm, God has always raised up prophets to speak his word all throughout the New Testament. At the worst, at the drought times, the Lord would always raise up prophets to bring people back to balance and warn people about the things that's going to happen and help them repent. So when God gives revelation knowledge to help bring things back to balance, bring things back to order, bring things back to life, the narrow road life, the revival life, sometimes people don't listen enough. Now, with this being said, the things that I'm going to say, you have to want truth in order to receive truth. It has to be important to you. You have to value it. Proverbs 18, verse 13 says, "He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him." How many times have that happened? I've seen that so many times. Sometimes the Lord sent me to people with a word, but they drew a conclusion before I even finished. He that answers a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. I've seen this so too many times. And these were, sometimes it was a visitation. A visitation is when the Lord is trying to bring you back to balance and promote you in life. But if you don't agree with it, you can't go. And it's impossible to go forward if you don't hear God out. Otherwise, the same things that was in motion will remain in motion. Things that shouldn't be in motion will remain in motion if you don't break through. So now, Martin Luther broke through the lies of the fallen Catholic order. Within that order, there were sincere people. But what he did, he said something. He was quite frank with the people. And people received the knowledge and they broke through. So when you break through something, you're excited about it. And you have animosity against what was holding you back. But that animosity should never be toward the people. It should be toward the sin. There are some wonderful people that are deceived. And there are wonderful people that would love to know what you know. We have to love them and serve them and be patient. We bring forth fruit with patience. Jesus said that in the, I think that was Matthew's account of the parable of the sower. If we can be patient with people and serve them, we can relay the light to them. Now, these are days where people have what you call YouTube and Facebook, and more people are getting their points across. And it's good to go to the light and enjoy the light, but we bring people into the light by peace, by love, not by slander. And the reason I say that is because people are trapped in their views. A Muslim girl said it this way. She said, Islam is demonic, but the Muslims are victims. And that's what Jesus told her. Because she saw her uncle get murdered by Muslims. But they thought they were doing God's will. And they killed her Christian uncle. He had left the church and he had children. And they murdered this man in broad daylight. And she was angry. She was confused. But she loved God. And the Lord said to her, Islam is demonic, but the Muslims are victims. And she was able to forgive the people that murdered her uncle. Now, how much more should we forgive people when they don't see what we see? Now, I talk a lot about how people should follow God and didn't follow. I talk about how the responses I got from good men of God that I love, they didn't receive my message. And they didn't go forward. They missed their visitation. Now, when I talk about it, I don't have anything against them personally. My regret is that they did that because it hindered them from going forward. Because I have revelation that if they had followed God, God would have used them mightily and taken them far beyond what they understand. Now, it bothered me to the point that I didn't want to do what I was doing anymore. And then I see the same scenario playing itself out again and again. But I do know for a fact that when people go in God's presence and go back to balance, they're going to break through some more. Every time a man breaks through the darkness of this world, he's pioneering. He still has to deal with how he thinks. And his thoughts were already shaped by whatever he broke through. When Kenneth Hagin reintroduced us to living by faith, he learned it because his church wasn't prospering, and he did all kind of things to get to, because he wanted it to get right. He had all kind of revivals. He talked about it. And one day he was praying and he started with the Ephesian prayers. And when he started having the church to pray those prayers in faith, then they started prospering. Now I want to share something about prosperity. Prosperity is not just asking for something and believing until you get it. That's really, those are really acts of faith. You know, God is honoring your faith. You're learning to, that's a form of breakthrough, because you're learning that you can order your life by faith. And that's good. Charles Capps taught it. I agree with it. I've done it. And it helped me to do what I'm about to tell you. The things that I learned by faith helped me to break through some more. It helped me break through some more. And what I mean by that, I was already going in God's presence. As I was learning, I was listening to Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin every day on the radio. Now, when I was working on that used car lot, I would listen to Kenneth Copeland every morning. And I learned some faith principles. But the church I was going through was strong in worship. So I would worship God and go in His presence. And when I would go in His presence, He was cluing me in onto some things. But learning to live by faith helped me to follow through with it. Now, I saw people, they were just learning to live by faith in the 80s. A lot of people, they were having successes, success stories, and, you know, they were breaking through, and they were happy. And they had been to church like me all their life, and they never heard anything like that. And they were so happy that they were finding out that God is with us, that God can, through God, they can get better jobs, they can secure their life. They can pray for their family. They can get the sick healed. All kind of things. They were getting used to the things of God, and they were breaking through. And sometimes they were not always received, because people, anybody that heard them and listened to them, well, my church not doing that. You know, that's not how it's supposed to be. In their mind, that's not the way you do it. Because I got a good pastor, I love my pastor, and he don't talk that way. So y'all must be wrong. But guess what? Anybody that believe on Jesus Christ, they use faith to get to receive salvation. But they were taught wrong. They were taught that healing is up to God. God heals sovereignly. And people believe things like that. So it wasn't easy for people to relay what they were learning. But the way we do it by love and patience. And then God will show you how to be quite frank with people at the right time. When to say what? That's where following God comes in. Now watch verse 14. This is still Proverbs 18. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? People do learn to cope. And some of the most patient people come out of denominational churches. They're not, if things don't happen immediately, they still love God. They go to church, they serve God with all they got, with all they understand. Now, there's always a better way of doing things. And those that listen, they break through. Now, when you break through something, and you look back at it, you're offended at what was holding you back. But the secret is, don't be offended at the people. The Lord expects us, I'm saying these things because the Lord expects us to treat His people like He does, love His people like He does. Now, and it's important, people don't always see everything. When people are indoctrinated, they're not groomed to hear people out. If you don't fit the narrative that they're used to, they just shut you down. Now, I reluctantly say that across the board. I'm not talking about just the denominational church or the Pentecostal church or the Word of Faith. Across the board, people do that. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. Once we, and I found that to be sadly true. When the Lord wants to introduce greater solutions, people don't always receive them. And until the church, you know, it's all right to hear people out. You don't have to be disrespectful. If people say something and they open the door and they are talking about what's important to them, listen. Now the wisdom is to look at the Lord and, Lord, help me understand. Sometimes they can say things that can break yokes. You can't go by the background always. Pentecostal churches say, well, a Baptist church person can't tell me nothing. I've been there and done that. But guess what? In the Baptist church and in the Methodist church and the different denominations, the Presbyterian church, that's what I was trying to remember. They have Sunday school. They still want to learn from the Lord. Every church they don't go to church for nothing. They still have a hunger for God, and sometimes the Lord give them light. And sometimes they can say something that breaks yokes. I listen to people that, you know, instead of having opinions against them, I listen to them. And they say things that's very helpful. You have to hear people out. But if you don't agree with my doctrine, then you're like a lower rung of the ladder. That's not the way it is. If God gives somebody a fresh revelation, it's still relevant. And if it's the Father's voice, I want to hear it. And anytime people break through, that doesn't mean that they are perfect in the knowledge that they're learning about. And they might make mistakes, but the Lord is looking at the heart. They are trying to go forward with the best that they know. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Now, I was in a stage where things were not right. Nobody could look at my life, anybody could look at my life and tell that I needed a whole lot of success in it. And I was struggling. But at the same time, I was learning. Until I broke through some things, I was on the road to breakthrough. And I knew that I did not break through. And I knew that I needed help. And I knew that the Lord would help me. And I had peace. I knew that I didn't know everything I needed to know to live the way I wanted to live. And I talk about that often. And until I broke through, until I got where I wanted to get, I continued to love God's people. I did the things that Jesus said. I did what I knew. I lived the life that I did know. And along the way, I was able to share some things that helped people.